You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Anthony Porowski.
Hi.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
So good to finally have you on the show. As a fan of what you do on Queer Eye, as a fan of your cooking, I've been lucky enough to taste your cooking. And then when I heard you were coming out with a cookbook, I was like, it's a match made in heaven.
It's kismet.
Are you ready to give away your secrets, though?
I am. It was a long time coming. It's still just seeing my face on a book and thinking how much time went into it and just knowing that it's there is like, you know what? Everything is surreal right now. Sitting here with you, looking at the book, just life has been surreal for the past year and a half.
I feel like you're in the business of making people's lives surreal, though. That's what you do on Queer. That's what makes it such a fun show. You go around America, you just like get in people's lives. One thing I enjoyed about what you do specifically on the show is you connect people with their food.
Yes.
Something that has, I feel like, has been a disconnect in America, especially for a long time, where people just go like, oh, it's just food. And you go like, no, food is more special than we think it is. Why?
I think it's so much more than that. I mean, it's how you say, I love you. It's how you say, I'm sorry to someone. It connects you to your roots, where you came from. It's how you meet new friends.
Right.
Like when you came over, it's the medium for me for everything. It's my love language. And I think especially in like, it's a messed up world. Like, it's really a messed up world.
Right.
And I think that it's an incredible opportunity to just connect with other people and break bread and have conversations.
Yeah, quite literally breaking bread. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's what makes it so...
There's no bread recipe in the book, but, you know, that's for the next one.
Yeah, but it really is like a, you know, it's a social experience.
It's a
beautiful vibe that you have with food. You have a connection with it, though, where it really does feel like a love language. You know, I've read a lot of cookbooks, and normally it's just, I read it for the pictures. I'm not actually going to do anything. I do. I just like pictures of great food, and then I eat my food, and I'm like, mmm. But, like, this book is very personal because, like, you tell stories of, like, what it was like for you to come out as gay. You talk about, like, how your, you know, your culture affects your food and who you are as a person. Why did you infuse so much of your story into the cooking?
I mean, I think, look, Queer Eye was an opportunity. Queer Eye is a service job, right? We show up for perfect strangers, and we try to figure out how we can be of service in such a short amount of time. This was an opportunity to tell my story, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, what kind of book we wanted to do. Is this
right.
going to be technical? Is it going to be my Polish heritage? And I realized that it doesn't have to be one thing or the other. It's an autobiography. It travels from, like, food that I ate when I was a little kid.
Yes.
To, like, stuff I ate when I was a broke-ass student, to dishes that I prepare now. And, like, my Polish heritage. Like, I was ashamed to be Polish for a pretty big portion of my life,
yeah,
and I fell back in love with it. And I think that it's incredibly important. And I just wanted to, like, every single recipe in that book has a story behind it.
Right. If someone reads this, though, and they go, Anthony, look, I love your cooking, right? But I am a horrible, horrible cook. Like, not me, just another person.
Someone else.
Someone else. Let's say someone else is saying this right now. They're like, Anthony, I don't know how to cook. And this looks amazing. Like, how easy is it to get this done? Because, like, cookbooks always seems easy, but
yeah.
It's like the pictures are amazing. I mean, like, if you see some of the things that are being prepared here. I mean, look at this. Like, look at
that. Well, that's, like, literally five ingredients. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, I've never seen... This looks like nothing I've ever made, ever. Like, this is...
It's fennel and citrus. They go
no,
so well
I mean, look,
together.
This is like it's an egg.
Everyone should love Vegemite and a crispy egg.
Look at that. I've never, ever, ever made an egg that looks like this.
But you know what? It takes practice. Like, I've ruined about 50 chickens trying to figure out how to roast them perfectly until I finally got it right. I've been making risotto for years and then finally learned that you're not supposed to, like, mix it vigorously, but it's, like, gently folding it in so that you don't break down the arborio rice.
Wow.
It's like it's something that you learn and you nurture it and you, you know?
Wow.
Did I just teach you something?
Yeah, no. That's dope. I'm just gonna...
I taught you about, like, the emulsification powers of pasta water with
yes,
the spaghetti
just,
limon.
Just everything.
Yeah.
So that's what this book is, just, like, giving people an opportunity to begin the process of learning
yes.
how to express themselves through food.
Yeah, and just like on Queer Eye, for some people, they have a bit of a background and you want to teach them technical things. For other people, the ones who really interest me are the ones who supposedly don't care and just
right.
eat granola bars every day, and I try to find an emotional connection.
I love it. You know what, I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna try and cook something from the book, and then I'm going to send you a picture on Instagram.
Please.
And it'll look nothing like your
I'm
book.
I'm excited.
It'll look nothing like
we
the book.
We don't know that, we don't
But I'll
know
try,
that.
I'll keep on trying. Thank
okay.
you so much for
Thank
coming
you
to
so
the show.
Much for having me. Thank you.
Anthony in the Kitchen is a beautiful book, it's available now. Anthony Porowski, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.